This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety on a Monday. It's Alice. Hi. How you doing?
Woo, Sarah and Vinny.
Da-da-da. How you guys doing? You feeling rested? I got about an hour. Vinny got none. Maddie just got here.
I got great sleep, to be honest with you. I went to bed early and didn't turn off my second alarm.
Rub it in.
Sorry, guys.
Well, you know, you can't win them all. And it's Monday, too, so... Oy.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Woo, woo, woo.
Now
what?
There's a couple things.
Okay.
Are you caught up on Severance?
Yes.
Okay.
Finish Severance.
I don't know if you want to talk about it or not.
Yeah.
But...
I do want to talk about it. I mean, I actually have a Severance story coming up.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's wait for that.
All right. Because I figured that we would talk about it.
You had a big girl date this weekend.
Oh, I did have a girl date. That is true.
Let me hear all about it. So this is the...
I don't know that you'll be all that into it.
I think I'll be into it. Let's hear it.
So this is a friend I met recently, fairly recently.
You picked her up?
Yeah, I picked her up at a bar somewhere.
Okay.
Picked her up at a club. And she's just a rock chick. She's like about my age, and she gives like voice lessons and guitar lessons and ukulele lessons.
Oh, that's what she does for a living?
Yeah, she's an artist. Like she's just great.
She's your everything.
She is my everything, and it's funny too because... The couple times I've hung out with her, every time I hang out with her, like some new thing is, look, I am I'm a child who grew up in the 70s and the 80s, and she is also that. And I've told you this a million times, like there aren't that many rock chicks. Like there were the girls who were listening to, you know, whatever was happening. And then there were girls who were like into AC/DC and Led Zeppelin and Boston and Pink Floyd and Rush and Amy and Aerosmith.
All right, we got you.
Okay, thank you.
All the bands.
It's just so funny because I just, you know, you don't often meet someone who's like, you go, oh yeah, my favorite Rush album is A Farewell to Kings. And they're like, well, I don't know, because 2112 is pretty epic. And you go, oh, well, it's...
Well, it's Moving Pictures, you dopes.
Moving Pictures is great. About?
That's them peaking.
I agree with you. It's a great album, but I'm still Farewell to Kings.
Subdivisions for me.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I don't think that's even the name of the whole record, is it?
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought that was... okay, well, maybe it
anyway.
Is. Whatever. So, we have bonded, but we have a funny chat thread going. So, like, last week she goes, just come over this weekend. We'll go for a hike and we'll, you know... We'll play some guitar and we'll just hang out.
And did you in your head say, we're not hiking. We're e-biking.
You know, it didn't even cross my mind to bring my e-bike, but that would have been a great idea. Actually, it started raining randomly when I got to her house.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, no. I mean, she just lives in San Rafael. I'm like, it was fine at my house. I get up there. I'm like, oh, it's...
I was going to put you on my handlebars and ride you
ride
around
you
town.
Ride you all around. Style. You were going to yell and hold on tight and kick your legs out. Woo!
It's called Signals. Not
singles, no subdivisions. I was gonna say there's no album subdivisions in the high school halls.
I like that one too, but
yeah,
that's after the
peak. I feel like that's the downside. He's younger than us, though. You know.
All right.
So he doesn't know.
Anyway,
Maddie.
So you and Teal, you
so
drive up.
So I drive up there
through a rainstorm, and you get
no,
to
no,
her.
No, not. It was barely. It was just. I think it was our excuse to not go for a hike. It's just great. She's awesome. I was going to pick up lunch, but then I found out Michael Sourdough isn't open on Saturdays. I was like, oh no.
What?
Wow.
I know. Well, wow.
They're in a business park area.
Sort of the construction crowd too. Mm-hmm. So I luckily, because I said to John, I go, yeah, I'm going to go now. I'm going to pick up lunch at Michael's. He goes, no, you're not. What are you talking about? Oh no, this is our plan. So we went to a place nearby her house and picked up some Sammy's, and it was just great. Like we had a really, we did do this one thing.
This will be good.
We did actually a lot of things, but one of the things we did was, she was telling me about this chocolate dessert.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, it's not a thing in her shower.
All right. I like where your mind's going. Mm-hmm. All right. Immediately. Fine.
Yeah. No, it's called Dubai chocolate. Google that. Here's what it is. Like, I don't know how you make chocolate bars, but people apparently are making
Dubai chocolate so you can be feel extra guilty about it. It's not only bad, but it's also, it's the oil money.
It's a recipe from Dubai. And I don't think Dubai it doesn't have that bad of a rap. Don't people move to Dubai? They're like, it's a big business hub.
Dubai is a giant tourist place right now.
Great. All right. Well, whatever.
Don't be gay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there are restrictions
just
on what you can
drink
be.
Or do drugs.
Right. Or show your shoulders.
Don't be gay. Right. But okay.
Oh, you're not on.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I have Dubai chocolate up. Not what I expected at
Here's
all.
Here's the thing. These things they're like a half pound of chocolate.
Oh, God.
In a bar.
Even I don't want that.
Inside it. So there's chocolate on the bottom. Do you remember those? Didn't we just talk about chunky chocolate bars? Remember those? They were like a square.
Yeah, I do remember them, but I don't remember talking about them.
So this Dubai chocolate is it's chocolate on the top and bottom, and then inside is like a pistachio nut mash, and it's threaded through with phyllo pastry, which is like what baklava, like the crunchy pastry in baklava.
So you're saying that's super good.
So no, I mean it's fine. But
doesn't look good.
It's a whole thing where like people are making it. It doesn't look good. And this one, actually, I will say that the nougaty, the sort of pistachio nougat in the picture that Maddie's showing us, it looks much drippier than what. It
looks like guacamole.
It does look like guacamole. It doesn't look like that. Okay. The one we got. So she goes, my new friend, she's like, yeah, I've been wanting to try this. It's just so funny. People get really artsy with it. They paint like gold on the top of it, or they paint, it's like I don't know. People are like personalizing this chocolate. I don't really know much about
it. And then they eat it.
But they're these huge bars of chocolate. And apparently it's a thing. And I think it's a thing, like, because TikTok makes everything a freaking thing.
Oh.
Like people are making their own, or they're saying, oh, we're going to go. We found out about this $30 chocolate bar, so we're going to go check it out. And
that's
it.
You know what? I'm getting on TikTok.
Don't do it. Don't do it because of Dubai chocolate, please.
Come on, do it.
Of all the things, you should get on there because there's hot chicks in bikinis dancing to every song on earth.
You know what? I don't need more of that. No, thanks.
I don't know. I get hung up on it sometimes. So anyway, we go to this place near her house, and they're completely sold out of it. And the guy goes, there are a couple of the dark chocolate ones left. We have three bars. Like, I guess they make it, or they get it brought to them every day, and they sell out of it instantly. It's $29 for one bar of this stuff. It's about a half pound bar. I'm like, I would want the dark chocolate over the milk chocolate anyway, so I'm completely fine with that. So we get it, and then we sit out front, and I'll actually show you. I mean, I took some videos and stuff of us trying to break the thing in half and take bites of it and stuff.
Post them.
No, I'm not going to post them. I don't post anything anymore.
I'll post them.
I'm not going to post it. I don't have her permission. I'll ask her, okay? I'll ask her if I can, and then I'll...
Her permission to post chocolate?
No, I was filming her as she's trying to break the... It was so funny. She's tiny, and she's like trying to break this huge bar, and it becomes this thing. I'm like, just snap it over your knee. Just like try and break it. It's the funniest thing. It wasn't that funny, but it was cute. We had a good time.
People on Instagram would love it.
They would love it. Oh, they would love it. That's true.
I'm already, my thumb is twitching to like it.
Really?
Oh, God. I just want to heart that.
You just want to do it.
So freaking bad.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to heart it, unheart it, and heart it again.
Just sit there hearting and unhearting.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Get that up there.
Anyway.
Can't wait.
We did that, and then she taught me this finger-picking method when we got back.
Oh, on guitar?
So it was pretty fun. We don't have a guitar in here, do we? We did The lunatic is in the hall. It's this whole like just two finger pick method, because I always use a three or four finger pick method, and this is just two, and it's like this little movement that you make, and it's, we did that.
Just thumb and finger.
Yes, but it, so it's just the pluck together, and then it's like so on the one and the four, uh-huh. And then you go 2, 3, 1, 4.
Oh.
So, boom, ba doom, ba doom, ba doom, ba doom.
Nice.
It's good. Yeah, and so, and it's a fairly simple, like chord-wise, it's a simple song, but we were doing that and singing, and then she was playing these old Heart songs. I'm like, holy crap, she knows all these old, like, stuff from
and
Little
you were
Queen.
Sitting there in your head going, I have a new best friend. Oh, my God, this is amazing.
I was like, this is the most fun I've had for so long. It's so nice.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Yeah. My fingers are wicked sore
other
today.
Friends, you're out.
Yeah, you're the friends, you're out.
I am glad to hear that went well.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun. Well, you don't make, you know, at my age, I don't feel like I'm walking around looking for new friends or making new friends all the time. But it's, you know, it's nice to like be able to relate to someone. And she's an artist. I liked seeing what she does in her little art studio. And I just thought, it's fun. They're also, they're house people.
Oh.
I love that. Oh, we did this and here's what we're going to do here. I'm like, oh, great. I love it. It's fun.
It's amazing.
It's like a quick couple hours.
Anyway, I like to hear that.
What did you
good.
Do? How was the, did you make... You left here wanting to surf Friday.
I did. I don't think I did. Uh-huh. But I did. So Friday night, the missus yes. had her mom come over and hang with the kids. And we went out and on a date.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nice. It was actually
really nice.
Freaking shocking.
Mm.
Like to like go.
All the stuff that you want to happen on a date? Or
yeah, all the stuff happened.
Great.
It was really, it was a good night. It was shockingly great. Like, oh. Right.
It's just us. Look how much fun we used to have together.
It wasn't
all
just
the time.
Us, though. We had to bring the dog. But, you know, because Maka has a dog and the two dogs are.
Oh, great.
So she stayed at our place. We went to the beach place, brought the dog. It was all good, but it was still, we had a dog with us. But great date night.
That's great, Vinny. I'm happy to hear that. That sounds really fun.
The next night, Trina and Annalisa came over.
Mm.
Those are my wife's two best friends. They brought their daughters. I have two daughters. It was a house full of chicks. Like,
so did you go down the street then?
I hid in my room.
Oh.
And was happy as a clam. Mm-hmm. Like there was no, I mean, I talked to them. I went down. I had dinner with everyone.
Right.
And I didn't, you know, they want to hang. They're yeah. girlfriends, like from way back.
And
they don't
how
need
great
the,
that all
the dude hanging around.
The kids
going,
are all girls.
Yes.
That's lovely. I'm
so
sure they had a great time.
The older girls, their daughters are older.
Oh.
They did a makeover on Isla. So she walked down looking like a hooker.
Oh, great.
And I was like, oh, super. That's great. Mm, yeah. Good job.
It's on her way.
Mm. Well done. Jesus. Like, I mean, just painted like, you know, Chapel Roan style.
Oh, fun. So awesome. Perfect.
Yeah.
Pink Pony Club, baby.
Whatever. I just went, you know what? I'm going back to my room. I got guitar and I got the surf contest and there's.
Did they get in the hot tub?
I have no idea.
Oh, God.
I was in bed early.
I can't believe you're not paying more attention to that hot tub. I can't wait.
No, I pay attention to it, but I mean, if she takes her friends in the hot tub, they don't need me lurking around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, girls.
Doesn't your window in your room, though, you
I
you,
would not.
Look right,
I
but
wouldn't,
you could, though.
I,
you
maybe,
right
but I wouldn't.
Top of
I'm not going to do that. I didn't look. I went to bed early, actually. And then last night, I also went to bed early right after watching Severance.
I know. Severance.
Can I just say, I'll say this, and
sure.
then I know we got to start.
Yeah.
The guy who plays Milchick?
Seth, yeah, Milchick.
Freaking genius.
He should be, he should get an Emmy. Like, he was so good.
First of all, I really hadn't heard of that department before, but it was very impressive and clearly well rehearsed.
But all of the ways,
oh boy,
through all of his episodes, his commitment to that stupid job is unbelievable. Like,
I almost thought. There was a moment.
I know what you're going to say.
Where he's looking at them and I thought, and he's been having some trouble and I thought he's going to help them. I was wrong though.
No, you were.
Spoiler
yeah.
alert. I was wrong. I really did think though, as they zoomed in on him, I went, oh, because man, does that play suck so bad? It just sucks. Sucks, sucks, sucks.
But he plays that commitment to the corpo plan blindly and perfectly and just that. And there he is leading the band. Like you're just all.
And the moves and the shoe. He had the, He has those, I don't even know what those things are called. Like when they take, when you've got a black shoe on and it's got some kind of white collar over the top of it. Like, what is that, like a marching band thing? I don't even know what that is.
I think it is.
Spats, I think.
Spats. I think that's what it is. As soon as you said that, that sounds right. Like something that you wear over the top of your shoe. It's like a, I don't know what it does. It makes you look like you have more of a hoof.
I've never worn something like that, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, no.
But, yeah, no, he's just great. I just really think, like, wow.
Maybe not. It's not popping right up. Spats shoes. Oh, yeah. No, there it is. Type in Spats shoes, S-P-A-T-Z shoes, if you're looking this up.
And then write WTF4.
Yeah. Fancy. It's just to make everything a little more fancy. Maybe so that when your pants ride up, you don't show your socks.
Or maybe it's to get rid of the laces.
Yeah, you don't have laces then.
Oh.
And they, if they came untied, you would.
I like the lower right-hand corner on our Google search here. There's like a pretty spats pulled down over like black shoes with some skinny jeans on. Like, I could go for that look.
You don't need to.
I don't think I want to. I might need to be that person. They have a little bit of a steampunk thing going on in some of these. Like, because they're old-fashioned looking. Spats, gangster spats. They're calling them 1920s gangster spats. All right.
Oh boy.
Well, he had those on, and it wasn't like they were featuring them. It's just that there he is in his.
Yeah, I didn't notice him either.
Oh, in his marching band, master of ceremonies, baton wielding, director of the band. I just thought, wow, this guy's talented.
Yeah,
the commitment to that. It's called Choreography and Merriment Department. Was that it? It was something like
I
that.
I can't remember it. I don't remember.
Because we're going to bring in the fellas from the court. If you're not watching Severance, I really apologize. Because not only are we talking about it now, we're definitely going to be spending some time on this at the 7 o'clock hour. Like this show is just I don't know. I'm kind of wowed by it. And I have some huge news about it.
Well, I definitely...
That is not a spoiler.
No, we should start, because you're going to get me to say stuff that
K-L-L-C,
I should say.
KLLC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show, see you in a second.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.